Oh, I can't believe Peter would just up and vanish and disappear like an email relating to property deals. I must find him.
What are you up to there, Missy?
Oh, Peggy, good morning. I just miss Peter desperately. Okay, I get that you bought the business, but why have you moved into your house?
The depot came with the business. Just answer the phones, Missy.
Hello, Peter? Is that you? Yes.
Peggy! We've got one!
This is Big Papi's Indy Drivers Around the Decks.
This is Jamer 32 down the decks. What's happening, big ones?
Not a whole lot, Jerry Kelly. You're looking for a red and blue talking truck, or it could be a red and blue talking robot. You'll be banging on about not being able to get home or something.
Hang on, you want me driving and dust talking to a red and blue truck, or else a red and blue robot asking if he wants to ride if he's going to get home or something? Yeah, stupid!
Hello, red and blue truck, you looking to ride?
Truck, you looking to ride?
Ignore. Oh, wait, hang on, wrong truck. Hello, red and blue truck, you looking to ride?
That was quick. Even though I'm a truck and should be able to drive myself, let me just throw my Autobots and my Matrix of Leadership in the boot.
Do not open the boot. Nobody opens the boot.
All right, calm down. Can you take me to Apple Green Services? Just off M1 there. Here they have a great truck cleaning machine.
Is it trucks you're after, son? Because I know a fella up in West Belfast just to clean cars for me. He'd have them spanking clean. In fact, he'd have a new chassis, number, plates and registration within 24 hours. You wouldn't recognise the thing.
No, I'm a truck.
Right, Apple Green it is then. What kind of truck are you? A Doff? Volvo?
No, I'm not a normal truck, mate. I'm a robot in disguise. A transformer.
You're an informer! Get out of my car!
No, a transformer. What wrong with you?
What, you mean like R. Marty? Transformed from an anti-royalist Aaron Sweater-wearing man of the people to a Chucky Armani Queen fan. I'm not talking about the band, although he did like Freddie Mercury quite a lot.
No, transformed from robot to truck. What wrong with you?
Right, we're here. Get out.
What is this place you brought me to? It's bigger than Cybertron.
This is Aircoff, also known as the Q-Town Ards Robin Cobb's Depot.
Take it easy, big wheels. Peggy, there's a massive truck at the door. It must be Supreme Leader Arles in her battle bus.
Oh, wait, hang on. Just changed into a robot. Must be one of those newfangled personality-free politicians you see on Nolan these days.
I will not answer your question, Stephen.
Hello, newfangled personality-free politician. Welcome to Robin Cabs.
I'm not a newfangled personality-free politician, you daft mare. I'm Supreme Leader of the Autobots.
Really? Have you Autobotted anybody I know?
Well, I were a 1980s cartoon. It got turned into an animated movie. I fought the Decepticons.
Oh, that used to be our nickname for Marty and Jerry back in the day. Peter used to say, oh, love. The Decepticons are on TV again. Would be the Sinn Féin party political broadcast. Remember the... What are you on about? I'm a robot in disguise. Oh, I love a good disguise, me. I can disguise it into anything you want. Nurse, police officer, catwoman, you name it.
Oh, for crying out loud. I fought Megatron.
What? I'm hoping to get to grips with Megatron myself. I ordered one last week online. You know they come in very discreet packaging these days, Peggy. That I do, missy. Throw your limited to 56 miles per hour in the motorway sticker in the bowl there, son. I'm about to auto the butt clean out of you. Stabbing, it would use a text firm like this.